Don't you wanna be part of this kingdom? Don't you wanna be part of this kingdom? Don't you wanna be part of this kingdom? Come on, everybody. Father, this is what you have promised us. And this is what is interesting to us, that we want to enjoy the peace of your kingdom. And that was your promise, even as you have given us this month, that is our month of peace. Though we look at our world today, that seems not to be a thing that can be found. But we truly know that in you, we have our peace. I therefore pray, O God, that you have promised us will be our portion in the name of Jesus. And I pray unto you, even as we go to share your word, even in this area of our life at a time like this, let the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts in the name of Jesus. We are before you, O God, the God that we know to be the Prince of Peace, our Shalom. As we go through your word this morning, please let it resonate with our heart, so that any heart that is troubled this morning, your peace will go and reign therein in the name of Jesus. Lord, I submit myself to you, that you use me as your oracle this morning, that your people will enjoy your peace. I will enjoy your peace in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, let this word that I speak be sanctified by you, even to encourage our heart to love you more than ever before, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, brethren. We are going to continue with our message, even as we have started last week. Last Sunday, we talked about Jesus bringing the Prince of Peace. So this morning, by his grace, we'll be speaking on us having peace with God. On us having peace with God. Again, I read our text, John 14, verse 27. John 14, verse 27. Our Lord Jesus Christ speaking to his disciples, to us, even as his followers today. He said, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. And the Lord bless the reading of his words in Jesus' precious name. To have peace with God is to have peace with his Son, because the Bible told us no one cometh to the Father except through the Son. So this morning, by his grace, we'll quickly look at what it means by having peace with God. What do we understand when we say we have peace with God? Before you can have peace with God, you must have been reconciled with God. To be reconciled with God is to say you are forsaking your sinful nature. You are forsaking your Adamic nature. And that you are now having a new relationship with your Maker. Why? Because in our sinful nature, that sin will always be a separation between us and God. So until we are done away with that sinful nature, it is then we can be reconciled with God. Then we can have peace in Him. In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2. Isaiah 59, verse 2. It says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. If you have been going through some troubled circumstances and you have been praying and praying and you are not getting the desired peace in those areas of your life, I encourage us this morning, brethren, let us look into ourselves. Maybe we are still having our hands in sin. And if this is so, even the desired peace will not come. And God has reconciled us back to himself through our Lord Jesus Christ, if you have accepted his lordship. And when I'm talking of the lordship of Jesus Christ, I'm not talking about you being a member of a particular church. I'm not talking about you say you put up your face in or your appearance in all programs organized by church. I'm talking about you having one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ. And, brethren, this is what we have been called to, the ministry of reconciliation. Even as his disciples today, and I want to thank God, I want to believe many of us who are online this morning or even watching us elsewhere in the world, maybe you have had that experience. Please know that this is a work we must all do, even to bring others that are still out there that are yet to know God to him. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. And as a church, this is one thing we will always emphasize and do, bringing us to the knowledge of that reconciliation power through Jesus Christ unto God. Because we have come to know that until we are at that point, the troubles of this world may encumber our hearts. But it is my prayer that we will truly be reconciled to him and will continue to love him more and more in the name of Jesus. Even from that verse of the scripture that we read, one would be wondering, why is Jesus telling his disciples even that much? Here are the group of people who have been with him for so long. Because Jesus Christ knew that the time is a time that he must go. And he knew that their heart would be troubled. Even like many of us, we have given our life to him, we have been following him, we have been doing all we can, but there are times like we are in the whole world today, that our hearts could be troubled. Things around us could be so failing that we want to even say, God, are you still on the throne? And this is such a time that Jesus Christ encouraged them that their hearts should not be troubled. I am giving you my own peace, not the peace of the world. Like he's telling us this morning, don't let our heart be troubled, because he has given us his peace, particularly if you are not living in any form of sinful nature. And it's my prayer that we will continue to be reconciled with him in spirit and in truth, in the name of Jesus. How do you have peace with God? Will we have peace with God through our faith in him? Through the justification of our faith in God. And when you say you have been justified, it means you truly know that you are no longer living a guilty life. You truly know that grace of God has brought you true redemption. And we find out today that many are not having peace because they have not experienced that true justification. They are still thinking more about their past which if indeed they are submitted to Christ, have been taken care of. And for this reason, they are not experiencing peace. Some, even when they know they have been justified, even when they know they have confessed their sin, they are still keeping the diaries, the records of offenses. If we continue in this, there is no way such individual can have peace with God. So if you know that truly the Lord God has forgiven you of your sin, that you have been truly justified, then we should not let our heart be troubled by those things. And if you are hearing my voice this morning, you are still falling short of that grace to truly forgive and forget. You are still keeping offenses, diary of offenses. Please go and tear them off so that you will truly have peace with God. So it's our faith in Him, our obedience in Christ Jesus, that will bring about this justification. And once we are justified through this faith in Christ, then we will have peace with God. It's my prayer that our experience of true reconciliation and justification in God will indeed be true in Jesus' precious, mighty name. Amen. I want to ask, now that we know that we can only have peace with God when we have been reconciled and justified, the question now is, what kind of peace does God offer those who have been justified, who have been reconciled with Him? Remember last Sunday, I told us there are some people who will not have that peace, regardless of the level of life they live in, the level of status they may have achieved in the world, regardless of the amount of money or wealth they think they have or knowledge they may have acquired. I told us about those people last Sunday. But this morning, I want us to know those who have been reconciled with God, the kind of peace that we will enjoy. And I want to believe someone will be excited. The question now is, check yourself. If you fall into those category of those who enjoy this peace that we find in God, the peace we find is God. In God is a perfect peace. A perfect peace. In Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3, the Bible says, you, that is God, will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on God, because he trusts in God. I don't know in whom you put your trust, the government of the world, your investment, your uncles, your aunties, perhaps your colleague at work. If your trust are in all of this, I am sorry, you may not be able to enjoy a perfect peace with God. Why? Because all of those things that we are talking, while some of them are created by God, some of them are creation of men. And that was why Jesus told us, my own peace that I am living with you, my own peace that I want you to enjoy, is not the one that all of these created things can give you. So as long as our heart is stayed on God, and truly we have faith in Him, we are going to enjoy perfect peace with God. The kind of peace God is offering us is a peace like that flows like a river a peace that flows like a river. And I'm very sure a lot of us, we are familiar with rivers. There are seasons that you see the river overflowing its bank. And there are seasons that the volume drops down. But at any point in time, you always find water in a river. And that's the kind of peace God is offering us. That at any point in time, at any situation that we may be going through, there's that level of peace that will still be in us. Like today, the news we hear, they are so discouraging, so depressing. But if you are in peace with God, there's that level of peace that will still be flowing in you because you know your own Redeemer, my own Redeemer lives. Because we know it is His own peace that can really assure us, not the one the world is offering. So the kind of peace that we enjoy with God is a peace that flows like a river. Isaiah 48 verse 18 says it. Isaiah 48, 18 says it. He said, "Oh, that you had hidden my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea." If you follow that scripture, he said, "Oh, if you have heeded my commandments." If you are not obeying the commandments of God, thank God we were taught through the Holy Spirit very well last month on the issue of obedience. If you are not obeying God's commandments, I am sorry, you are not likely going to have peace with God. But if you heed, if you hold on to those commandments, if you obey them, I'm not just saying you hearing them, I'm saying you doing them, then you have peace with God. And that peace will now begin to flow like a river. And it's my prayer that that will be our experience in the name of Jesus. And the peace with God is a peace that is always willing to give us. In every way, in every circumstance, in every situation. If you read in 2 Thessalonians 3:16, here the Bible says, "Now, and as I'm speaking, I am speaking as the servant of the living God. Now, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with us all. In the name of Jesus." This wonderful peace is the peace that only our God can provide. And I am praying that we all flow in this peace, enjoy this peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Who are those that will enjoy this peace that I am talking about? Like I said last Sunday, I told us about those who will not enjoy the peace of God, the wicked ones, those that are troubles, those that are weary, those that are concerned, those that do not even believe that God exists. Those ones will not enjoy this peace. But those of us that will enjoy this peace are one. Those of us, like I said earlier, whose mind that stay on God. Those of us who trust in Him for all things. I use that word carefully, for all things. Not those who are trusting God partially in the part of their life. In all facets of our life, we trust God. For your finance, for your job, for your health, you trust God. For your marriage, you trust God. For your children, you trust God. Those are the people who will enjoy peace with God. Those whose heart are stayed on Christ. Those who trust in Him. Isaiah 26:3. And if you compare that with Colossians 3, 1 to 2, Colossians 3, 1 to 2, he said, if then you were raised with Christ, in other words, now that we have been reconciled with him, he said, we must seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set our mind on things above, not on things on the earth. I hope we are getting this. If you trust in him, if you believe in him, you obey his command, you enjoy this peace. However, if you are still trusting on the things that are here on earth that will perish here, you may not enjoy this peace. And that was why I was saying a while ago, if you are still trusting in your investment, you are still trusting in the knowledge you have acquired here, you are still trusting that it's your uncle that will fit your home for you, you are still trusting that you can only succeed in your academic course when you go and do some things that are not glorifying God, I am sorry, you can't have peace. You are not going to be part of those who enjoy the peace of God we are talking about. And that is why we have so much of trouble in our world today. You see a lot of people, you can say virtually they have all things that money can buy. Yet they don't have peace. And I thank God that that was even talked about during the Sunday school. When we're talking about who is that individual that is blessed. It's not about the individual that have all the materials of this world. And Jesus Christ told us, what does it profit a man when he gains the whole world and loses his soul? You see a lot of them, they have gained the whole world, but they truly know that they have compromised their soul. There is no way such people can have peace. No way. And that's why you see them, they are so worried, they can't sleep, they can't eat. Some can't even eat good food, even when they have all that people can say they are blessed. So, if you still think you continue to set your heart on things of this earth, rather than things above, things that are eternal, there is a tendency that you will not be one of those that will enjoy the peace of God. Well, I am praying that we, such individuals, will be able to make a change. In the name of Jesus. The peace we are talking about, the people who can enjoy them are those who heed his commandments, those who obey his commandments. I can't overemphasize that again. It is by those who believe. Those who believe. I'm not talking about those who are religious. I'm talking about those who have taken Christianity to be fanaticism. I'm not talking about those who have turned Christianity to more of a cult. We are talking of those that truly believe the scripture as simple as it is as given. Those whose heart has been humbled by the word of God. These are the people that can enjoy the peace of God. I'm not talking about those people who are translating the scripture to suit their personal interest, their ego, to feed their greed, to feed their materialism mentality. No. Such people, they are the ones that the Bible is saying they have set their heart on things on earth. Such people, we might see them outside thinking that they are looking good, they are fine, they are doing well, but they are not going to enjoy it. The peace of God we are talking about. We are talking about those who has allowed the commandments of God to rule their heart. I'm not talking about those people who can quote it, who can memorize it and not leave it. I'm not talking about those people that have a form of godliness on Sundays and on Monday to Saturday, they are sons of their father. You know their father, the devil. I'm not talking about those liars. Such people can never have peace with God. And that's why when they put up a kind of a facade in the public, you can see there, oh yeah, everything seemingly look good, but when they go inside, there's no peace. Such people cannot enjoy the peace of God. But if truly you allow the commands of God to rule your heart, then you will enjoy the peace we are talking about. And this is why when you know that even if their bank account is seemingly looking running dry, you know that, oh, this is what the word of my Father says to me, that is going to supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, then his peace will return. Then you don't worry. And to the glory of his name, the integrity of his word, you just discover that there will be miraculous provision. These are the people that enjoy the peace of God. Not those that are building castles in here, not those that are chasing after wet that will fly with wings. I'm not talking about those who think, yeah, I'll put $100 here, then in another woman, I should get $300. Those people can never have peace. And I pray that God will help us in Jesus' mighty name. So those who believe and obey are the true recipient of the peace of God. Will you believe? Will you obey? Will you believe? Will you obey? I pray that the Holy Spirit will help us in the name of Jesus. I was talking to my brother a few days ago, and what we were saying was that God should just have mercy upon our world. That if we can only do even one third of all that we know about God as Christians worldwide, that this world will be a better place. That is, those of us that profess to be Christians, I'm not talking about all believers, those ones that have chosen their path, but those of us that claim that we know the truth, those of us that want to enjoy this peace, if we can put to practice one third of what we have learned about the word of God, this world will be a better place. It will be a good example that we even draw others to God. But what we find out today is, I'm not judging, because I know some people might say, oh, why is he judging us now? No, I'm not judging. I'm just saying, if truly we can obey his commands, then there will be peace, even in our world. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. I'll be bringing this message to a close. Then we are going to pray. In conclusion, I ask this question. Have you obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ? I know many of us that are online this morning, particularly if you are a member of Jesus Palace, your answer might be in the affirmative. Say yes. You believe in Jesus as the Son of God who died for your sins. Great. And you have repented of your sins. Glory. Choosing to live for God. Hallelujah. But if you are not in that category, I enjoin you this morning to please confess your faith in Jesus as Lord, so that you can be baptized in Christ for the remission of your sin. And I pray, if you will do that and you will remain faithful to Jesus, I can assure you by his grace that you will enjoy peace with God. I pray the Lord God will help us in Jesus' name. Before I take this, I want us to bow our head just a minute. Maybe you are hearing my voice on the internet, or you are listening even right now, and you are on the screen, and you truly want that reconciliation with God through Christ so that you can enjoy peace with God. I want you to just say a word of prayer that, Father, please forgive me of my sin. Or maybe you are still keeping record of offenses and you know with all of this, you are not having peace with God. Pray that, Father, please help me to do away with all this. Father Lord, I thank you for as many that has called on your name this morning that truly want to enjoy your peace, but something, one thing or the other is hindering them. Please, Lord, even as I have spoken to your ears, have mercy on them, forgive them, that they may enjoy your peace truly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Brethren, I want us to pray. If you are in the service this morning or online and you know truly, there are those people, you have people in your life that you are living in offense with, and because of this, you are not enjoying the peace of God. I want you to go to God now, ask the Lord, please. X, Y said, I forgive him or her. I have been holding them in offense. And because of this, you are having sleepless night. Because of this, your blood pressure is beginning to go up. Pray to God. Ask for help of the Holy Spirit. You say, peace you give unto us. You say it's a gift. Lord, as many that are praying now, wanting to receive that gift, but they have realized that because they are living in unforgiveness, they are not enjoying that peace, but they are confessing to you now. My Father, please forgive them. Forgive them. Forgive them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. I know there could be some of us, we want to truly obey God. We have learned so many things about the word of God. But doing has become a huge challenge. Why not let us ask that, Father, this is the area that I am struggling with in obeying you. And as a result, I'm not having peace. Please, Lord, come and help me. Let's ask for that help. Some of us, it's not as if we do not know what the word is saying. It's not as if we don't understand even when the Holy Spirit is nudging us to do a thing, but we find it difficult to do. Lord, this morning we submit ourselves to you. The Lord, you come and empower us, you come and strengthen us to live in absolute obedience to your word, that we may have peace with you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, in my passion. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And lastly, I want us to pray. We all know how our world has become, that many hearts are troubled, many hearts, many homes. In fact, one of the things we are hearing that is so disheartening now is, as a result of this pandemic now, domestic violence is on the increase, even amongst believers. And that is a sign that there is no harmony, there is no unity, there is no peace in those homes. Let us pray that as many homes that are experiencing a form of disunity, where violence is reigning, where there is no peace, Father, we speak your peace to such homes now. Particularly those of them that are identified as Christians, let the power of the Holy Spirit appear to them now, to humble their heart, that they may submit unto your word that they have learned, that they may humble themselves before you. And as they turn unto you, my Father, you are the Prince of Peace, that your peace will return into such homes, into such lives, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that their heart will be humbled so much that they will no longer believe the lies of the devil. In the name of Jesus. After all, your word tells us the heart of the kings and the rulers are in your hands. You turn it like a course of river to that that pleases you. We are praying this morning that you will turn their heart to yourself, that their heart may please you, that they may end up enjoying peace with you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Holy Spirit. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen.